Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning in to Chit Chat Cafe Live. This show airs every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more information about this show and to listen to past shows for free, please visit artistfirst.com/chitchat.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle @artist_first. And now here are your hosts of Chit Chat Cafe Live, Lisa and Nancy.
Hi, everyone. It's Nancy. It's time for Chit Chat Cafe Live. Oh, a great time to relax and unwind and enjoy some chit chat. We are happy you joined us. Tonight is our very first Chit Chat Cafe Live luxurious hair event on Artist First World Radio Network. Tonight, we're thrilled to chat with Global Creative Director for Alterna Hair, Michael Sean Corby, Andre Chiavelli, the Vice President of Sales and Corporate Strategy at Il Mani, and Lorraine Massey, who's known as the Curly Hair Girl. Lisa, lots going on in the news and everything else. What's new with you?
I don't know. We're having a hair night, and I'm having the worst hair day ever today. I think I have a bowl in my head. You know what? It's right before you have to get your hair cut.
Well, I don't know, girlfriend. Every time I see you, you have the best looking hair of anyone I've ever met.
Why, hardly. Yeah, there's a lot going on in the news. You know what's really pissing me off on the news?
What?
That owner, that billionaire down in Florida that killed that kid. He was a drunk driver, and he T-boned that poor young kid. He was driving his Bentley, and he was drunk.
Oh.
And he went through a stop sign. Did you see it? It's all over the news. It was on the Today Show.
I know.
He rammed into the side of this poor kid's car. He pushed the kid's car over into a ditch or a lake or something, and the kid drowned. And the other so, and he adopted his girlfriend as a child so the money would go to her, and like the kid's family wouldn't get anything. They better find that jackass guilty.
I tell you. Well, and I know Lisa and I have talked. Your passion and what you support is Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. I know you're very involved.
It's not so much involved. I'm just drunk drivers piss me off. Like they kill people. That just it's a pet peeve of mine. Big time.
It is. And we were just talking the other day how I've been volunteering most of my life for missing children. So I like to promote missing children's pictures, and even not only children, but missing everyone. That's what makes me sad and angry that in our United States. But, oh, Lisa, I know the heartbreak of that family in Florida. You're right. It was all over the news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It just, he took the stand yesterday, the guy. And, you know, he was, like, stuttering and stammering, and he was drunk. He was drunk, and he's trying to get out of it. And it just pisses me off. That poor kid, young kid's dead. This guy's so rich, he's probably going to get his way out of it, and it's just irritating. If that was my son, I think I'd go beat the guy with a baseball bat.
Just heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyway, let's get on to more pleasant topics.
Well, you know, what's really nice is you and I are usually talking about hair care products, and how exciting is this that we have our first night of Chit Chat Cafe Live luxurious hair event. So we have some great guests coming up.
Yeah.
And I know we've had a lot of messages from our listeners.
I know. I was in Sephora one day, and I came across, they had it just on a shelf by itself. It said, One Night Hair Highlighters. I'm like, let me see what that is. So I put highlights on my hair while I was at the store. I think I put too many in.
What color?
I put like caramel highlights in it, but I put too much, and I put it in and put it in, and I made myself hair all greasy.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's pre-measured. You're supposed to just...
Yep, and that's from
Alterna. But
Alterna.
I'm pushing the thing and put more in.
Oh, you're a brave girl doing that right there in Sephora.
Oh, I do a whole makeover when I go in there.
Yeah, I start with the perfume myself.
I would say I don't do the perfume. It gives me a headache. I go, I go right to the, do my full makeover. And then I go, I'm so bad, I go to swipe the little sponges, the little sample sponges. Instead of a good makeup brush and a good eyeshadow brush, I go and take those little spongy things.
Oh, you crack me up, girlfriend. Well, let's get right to it.
Yeah,
I'm so excited. Tonight, joining us from Alterna, we're proud to introduce Michael Sean Corby. He's the Alterna Global Creative Director. You know, Alterna is a professional hair care, natural luxury, down to a science since 1997. They use innovative ingredients and results-driven formulas sought after by salon stylists and beauty artisans worldwide. Welcome, Michael Sean Corby.
Hi, it's great to be here. How are you, Nancy and Lisa?
We're good.
We're great. We're thrilled to have you. Thank you. You know, we've enjoyed the products that you shared with us. Thank you for all the promotional products.
You're very welcome.
And as Lisa said, she tried the highlights.
Yeah, I was listening to that. I was thinking, I wish I could have been there to help you with that, Lisa. But you, like thousands and thousands of people, are making that one of the hottest moving products at Sephora. So we're glad you gave that a try, and I'm upset you got a little too much. But use a little less next time, and I think you'll have the perfect highlights.
It was fun to play with her. That's why I kept doing it.
It's a great try-me center, that's for sure.
Yeah, fun.
Well, Michael, for our listeners, Alterna has been a pioneer in the luxury hair care since 1997. Would you please tell us about, especially, your Caviar Moisture Volume shampoos and conditioners?
Yes, absolutely. And it's I'm very proud. I've been with Alterna nearly since day one, and we really did create the luxury market in hair care. You know, when we hit in 1997, if you think back, and I hope you're as old or close to my age, because I certainly remember the day when, you know, all shampoos and conditioners came in a black or a white bottle, and they pretty much did the same. Almost nothing, nothing different from that you could buy in a grocery store. So when we developed anti-age hair care, which is our Caviar Moisture shampoos and conditioners that you mentioned, we really wanted to get in there and apply skincare sciences, because we knew that there was a way to make a product that actually does more than what people had become used to. And that is pretty much, you know, stripping the hair, trying to put some wax and softness back to make it shiny again, and really doing nothing for a long-term benefit to sort of turn back the hands of time and give you the same hair you had when you were young. So about the shampoo and conditioner specifically, you know, you always, if you're coloring your hair, anyone out there who's doing any sort of service to your hair, it's amazing to me that people will spend all that money on that and then just put any old shampoo and conditioner on their hair and hope it works. So what Caviar Moisture shampoos and conditioners do is really replenish everything that's missing, whether you're aging naturally, as I am, or whether you're causing the age yourself. This really addresses all the visible signs of aging. And there's, you know, you have a loss of shine, maybe your texture is changing, maybe you don't have that softness like you did when you were younger, maybe the hair is feeling dry, or maybe you've lost the vibrancy, or maybe the hair is starting to get that brittle feeling. And then overall, it's really about having manageability to your hair. So this really sets the foundation. It really starts the performance of you having younger-looking hair. And, you know, what I mean by younger-looking hair is some people, you know, they could be young, and from behind you would think, wow, she must be in her 50s or 60s with all the sort of dryness I see from behind, and then she turns around and she's only 18. She's caused a lot of damage herself. So you can definitely be aging your hair quicker than the natural process. So it's very possible to have hair like you're 60 when you're only 16.
Yeah, we've seen that. That's very shocking, especially when they turn around. Now, we just love that Caviar Sea Silk Oil Gel Styling Treatment. Tell our listeners about that.
Well, Sea Silk Oil Gel is really coming from, you know, there's a big trend in the market right now. I'm sure if you've been to your Sephora's or you're any bit of beauty junkie like we are out here in Beverly Hills, Alterna, the Sea Silk Oil Gel is in response to these sort of heavy gels that you're seeing in the market. that, you know, these gels don't work on women who have fine, thin hair, who are women who are trying to maintain their volume. And what this does is it takes a rare complex of ingredients called sea silk that actually we didn't invent. We borrowed it from high-end skincare out in Switzerland there. I'm sure you can guess who these people are. But they sell eye creams for $500. You might know who that is. And we actually use enough of this, you know, patented system, this proprietary technology to make all the claims that go with sea silk as an ingredient. Now, sea silk is something that, you know, if you took a little bit of skin and you took, you know, the sea silk ingredient, which is trace elements from the ocean, marine botanicals, if you laid those side by side on a petri dish, for example, they're very, very similar. So sea silk has the most common cellular makeup to that of human skin. So now we're focusing on a healthy scalp, healthy hair at the same time, and the result is beautiful, shiny, smooth hair without killing your volume, without killing your texture, which so many of those heavy oils tend to do.
And where can our listeners find these Alterna products?
Well, Alterna products are available around the world. You know, we're in just about every country. Obviously, I think we already know they're in Sephora. You can also find it on Sephora.com. And then there's SkinStore.com as well and Beauty.com that I think would probably be some of the quickest ways. And then, of course, don't forget we're available in finer luxury salons globally as well.
Tell us about the hair highlighters that I tried.
She's like, what did I do wrong? Where did I go wrong with that one? You know what we wanted to do? We wanted to make hair fun again, and we wanted to let a woman try. You know, there's this big trend for ombre where the tips are a little bit lighter, but, you know, I think a lot of women are afraid to do something like that. It might just look like, you know, a burnout zipper on top of your head where you didn't think to cover your roots. And so what we wanted to do was give women an option like they have when they paint their nails or when they, you know, when they change their lipsticks or eyeshadows. So what this does is it applies the same technology like you see in these mineral makeups, and it attaches itself to the hair just like makeup for your hair. And once you let it dry for 5 minutes, so I'm guessing maybe you started messing with it right away, if I'm not mistaken, Lisa. Maybe you were rubbing it through.
I was having a good time. Look, I'm showing my back, and I kept squeezing it. Stuff coming
out. Oh, if only I could be a fly on the wall for that one. But once you do a simple, quick stroke with it, I mean, you just brush it on simply, you let it dry for 5 minutes, and then when you brush that out, it's not going anywhere, and yet it comes out with just one shampoo. So we're real crazy about clinical studies around here. There are other products I can talk to you about, like our Photo Age Defense and our Overnight Hair Rescue. We say put your money where your mouth is. It's not enough. You know, it was fine in the 80s to say shiny, bouncy hair, and then, you know, nobody's ever going to dig deeper to see if it works. But we get clinical studies on just about everything these days. And so our clinical study on that one is actually having women sit in a sauna for 10 minutes with their highlights on and then rubbing their head on a white pillow. So the point here is you can go out with your girlfriends and have a night of dancing or cocktails. You can go on a date and not worry about him thinking what the hell's on the pillow when you leave. So, I mean, if the date got that far, I guess. But it's or your husband or your, you know, your long term. But definitely it's one of those products, less is more. Just brush it on simply throughout the hair. It goes on like a highlight effect. And then wait those 5 minutes, Lisa, and then brush it out, and you're good to go. I say you go back and give it another try.
Oh, I will. Sure. Tell me, is it important conditioner? Should you put it all over your whole head or just your ends?
You know, that's a really good point. You know, conditioner, some people say, you know, only put the conditioner on the ends. For me, I think conditioner can go all over if it's not a product that's going to build up on your scalp. The nice thing about our products is they always start with skincare sciences, particularly anything in our Caviar line. And there are nutrients in the product that are actually healthy for balancing your scalp, for helping to rebuild those fatty tissues that actually are essential for more hair growth. So I think it's important to put your conditioner from roots to tips, unless you're somebody who has really an oily scalp or you've had some problems in the past, or maybe you only have three hairs on your head and you're really trying to get them as full as you can. I would say then mid-shaft to ends, but never really just on the ends.
Now, how about a mask, a hair mask? Is that important?
Oh, absolutely. Masks are one of those things, you know, the damage you cause all week, whether it's a flat iron or a curling iron or, you know, you've got one of these cheap blow dryers with the metal, pedal to the metal, as I say, and you're blow drying it and causing those frizzy ends. This is your way of putting a protective barrier, of really doing a deep treatment that's going to prepare you for the week coming. So I say definitely mask twice a week, up to twice a week, or on weekends, or for a woman who really doesn't have the time, she's got the kids, she's got a lot going on, we have a product called Overnight Hair Rescue. That's the equivalent of using your masks. It's the equivalent of doing in-salon treatments. But this, you just put on your hair and then you go to bed. So you don't have to think about, do I need to, you know, hurry up and rinse this out after 10, 15 minutes. You can leave it on all night and it actually repairs your hair while you sleep. So there are new options, new innovations.
What can you tell us about blow drying that will be, you know, is there a way you can blow dry that you don't get frizzy?
Yeah, I think it's important to remember, you know, I don't know when it started, but, you know, maybe it's the fault of us professional stylists, or maybe just women did it as a habit, but there's this rumor that you should just get rid of a lot of the moisture with a blow dryer first. And what that does is it blows the cuticle in many different directions and you start the look of frizz. So what I say is gently squeeze out about 75% of the water with a towel. And then right away, start blow drying your hair in the direction you want it to go when it's finished. And for that, you should use a natural bore, a paddle brush, or a round brush. But go into your hair with a plan, and your hair will always come out smoother. It'll always come out more polished. And use products like the Sea Silk Oil Gel that we talked about, because it's going to control that cuticle layer. It's going to keep it in line, and it's going to protect you from any thermal damage. I mean, a lot of what we do can get up to, you know, 428 degrees. That's a lot of heat. So if you're not putting a protection like our Sea Silk Oil Gel or like our Photo Age Defense, you're really letting that heat get directly into your cuticle, which will strip it, fade your color, and as I like to say, you're going to have a bad day.
Nancy, you have anything else to ask?
Well, I especially want to know about the day cream for hair, which is your Caviar Anti-Aging Photo Age Defense. We talked about the night. What about
yes.
the day?
Yes, and you're so right. Every night before you go to bed, you should have your night cream. You know, they talk about this all the time, estheticians. That's when your body is at rest, your tissue is at rest. Well, guess what? It's the same thing for your hair and follicles. So we've covered the night cream, but what happens when you wake up? You're going out into the elements. The sun's going to hit you. The blow dryer's going to hit you. So what we have is the day cream for your hair that actually has these great little emulsion beads that they activate as you pump it through the bottle. It's the coolest thing. So you don't have to pop the beads. The beads actually pop for you as they come through the bottle. And they've got pure essential caviar, which is rich in omega-3s. And what will happen is they also contain these little resurfacers and refractors. So they're going to go in and fill any damage you already have, just like those fillers and cover-ups you're using in makeup. And then they contain these refractors that, because of their shape, actually take light and bounce it off of your hair. So you're not getting that photo degradation that you hear so much about for skin. You're completely avoiding it for your hair. So it's like your daily defense for everything your hair can give you. It also helps to fight free radicals for women who live in the city, and all those free radicals from bus exhaust and from pollution or sitting on your hair. It gives you an extra barrier from that, so you're ready to just put on your night cream, rest, and start the day afresh the next day.
Do you believe in washing your hair every day?
You know, I think it really depends on the individual, but I think, you know, the don't wash your hair every day thing came from, you know, using that old technology that I spoke about earlier, which is, you know, strip the heck out of the hair and then put on waxy coatings to cover it. Of course, if you're using something that's stripping the hair of its vital nutrients and its cuticle layer on a daily basis, well, then that's not going to be safe, and I say no. But if you're using something that's the science of skincare for hair, that's moisturizing as it's cleansing and it's protecting with each layer of the product you use, I say definitely. If you're someone who is in need of shampooing, some women have oily scalps, some women love a lot of hairspray and product in their hair, I say go ahead and shampoo every day. It really doesn't matter. And we have products that will protect your hair for up to 60 shampoos anyway, and it's clinically proven to do so, our UV Plus line. So definitely shampoo away.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
Yeah,
well,
as long as you're
great.
Using good stuff. Sorry?
Exactly. Well, that sounds great. Well, we cannot thank you enough. Michael, would you join us again on Chit Chat Cafe Live?
I would love to. You ladies are great to talk to.
We would love that. We have many more hair questions, and it would be fun to have you return.
Yeah, I would absolutely love that. And I wanted to chime in on the drunk driver. I want you to know, Lisa, that I'm someone on New Year's Eve who insists all my friends take cabs, and I'm even willing to pay for it. So I'm so anti-drunk driving. I'm on that cause with you, dear.
Well, good. And we also wanted to share with you that we are promoting you, and we have your links on our Chit Chat Cafe Live website.
Oh, beautiful.
For
wonderful.
All of our listeners to find you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for that. And let me know when you want to chat again. I have so much to share about hair.
Well, good. We'll have you on again.
Oh, perfect.
And when we
thank you so much.
We're going to come and meet you.
So, yeah, come out to Beverly Hills.
We'd love that. We do take Chit Chat Cafe Live on the road.
Oh, that would be cool. I think you would love our offices here. It's there's not a day that goes by that you don't see celebrities walking around in the hallways. So we're a celebrity favorite as well, which I forgot to mention. But Reese Witherspoon, Charlize Theron, Jennifer Aniston, all love our products. So we're in the right spot with the right clients. So I think maybe you should come out here.
Well, thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Well, Michael, thank you very much for representing Alterna and joining us tonight.
Thank you so much. Have a great evening, ladies.
You too. Good. Bye.
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 Well, that was fun, wasn't it, Lisa?
Yeah, what a nice guy.
I know. I can't wait to have him back. Well, we're thanking our sponsors tonight, St. Croix Orthopedics, Intimacy Bras, and Laura Geller Makeup. Stay with us. We're taking a quick commercial, and we're joined by Andre Chiavelli.
Now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live on the Artist First World Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We're going to continue with our beautiful hair hour. Our next guest is Andre Chiavelli. He's a Vice President of Sales and Corporate Strategy at Amanel.
Emiliani.
You know I'm bad with words. Can you, Andre, tell me how you pronounce your company?
Emiliani.
Emiliani.
There you go.
And the Day of the Hairdresser at Trump Taj Mahal, Atlantic City, New Jersey. Welcome. Welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having me, Lisa and Nancy Corey. Thank you very much. And we're excited to be here. And we're making history. This is an amazing thing that's happening right now in the beauty industry.
So tell us all about it.
Well, the fourth dimension show is going to be at the Taj Mahal, April 15th and 16th. And really, it started off as, you know, as a dynamic show, but really what it's turned into is a whole movement in the beauty industry. For the first time ever, all of the greatest hairdressers in the world are going to be on one main stage. It has never happened in the history of the beauty industry, and all of the major manufacturers have put up their global artistic directors, their top teams, and we're bringing them into one show at the Taj Mahal in Atlantic City, one main stage, no booths, no selling, no product, all about the hair. And it is the first time this has ever happened in history. And I tell you, the tickets are flying out. We're approaching 3,000 tickets. And we actually sold out the entire Taj Mahal Hotel, which is, at first, Taj Mahal didn't even think we could do it in there. And now we've sold out their entire hotel. And we're actually getting rooms in Resorts Hotel right now.
Cool. Now tell us about, tell us about your company. What exactly do you do?
We are a beauty supply distributor. We're one of the largest family-owned distributors in the United States, and we handle such prestigious lines as Paul Mitchell, Matrix, L'Oreal, Vermisi, Sexy Hair, all the major hair care brands. And what happened is we've set out on a path about 2 years ago to provide inspiration to the hairdressers and education, because it's always been the focus of the beauty industry. And last year we did a record of 23 sellout shows leading up to this moment, which is the fourth dimension, where we were able to actually get all the best hairdressers from around the world to come to Atlantic City. So if you're a hairdresser or anybody in the beauty field and you're listening to this show, and it's great that you guys have me on because it's really bringing cutting edge out to your listeners, this is a one-time, lifetime event that's happening April 15th and 16th at the Taj Mahal with our company.
Do you know Mary Martino Cartier?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, he's been on our show before.
Yes, excellent hairdresser. He's a great hairdresser, and you know, we're just fortunate that you know, you have all these companies coming together, and it's one main stage where they're going to see such incredible performances. You got people like Robert Chromium's global artistic director for Paul Mitchell, Nick French, who travels around the world with his amazing collections for Matrix, Philip Wilson, global artistic director for Colorproof, icon like Michael O'Rourke, he's known around the world. Tim Hartley, creative director for Vidal Sassoon for 35 years. Rafe Hardy is the Sexy Hair global artistic director. Gina Khan is the color director for Intercoiffure, prestigious hair organization. L'Oreal has given us their top people, Joe Blackwell, Joseph DiMaggio, Amit Abraham. We have Patrick McIver from Matrix, Boyd Parrish from Farmisi, and Lionel Rodriguez and Rocky Fidelli from Farouk. But really, you have a coming together of the entire industry, and it has never been done like this, and it's reached a point that we're actually flying to Vidal Sassoon's house on April 3rd to actually interview Vidal Sassoon for this show. He's going to open up with a video.
That's amazing.
Yes. Vidal Sassoon is so excited that we have the industry has united for this event, that he is putting together a video for us. And it's so great because everybody in the industry now is collaborating on this event. I was actually with Nick Arojo, who's the top person for Goldwell, who today, he did an opening video. He's sending his team down to help us out. Beth Minardi, one of the world's most renowned hair colorists, she also did a presentation today. And really, right now, we're at a point where everybody is calling up from around the world in the beauty industry and saying, how can we participate in the fourth dimension? Because really, it's a movement. And the movement that's happening now in the beauty world, which you're announcing to your people, and I am announcing today, is the fact that the hairdressers of the world are coming together, and we are making a statement that fashion starts from the top down. You know, you see all these runway shows and all the clothing artists. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? If it wasn't for the hairdressers, there wouldn't be a beauty industry, it wouldn't be a fashion industry, and there wouldn't be Hollywood. Because the people who do the makeup, the hair, and the color, and then, you know, they need some credit right now, and that's what's happening. We're standing up as an industry, and you're going to see this movement happen because these people are the ones who are behind Fashion Week, who do all the beautiful hair, who do the makeup, do all this color. We're the ones who do all the magazine work. When you look at Vogue and Bazaar and all these magazines, and now the industry deserves the credit they are. These artists are the greatest artists in the world, period. You know, they go on stage in front of 5,000 people, and they're going to show their artistry like you've never seen before. And we had a press conference, press junket in New York City, where I told all the editors, you know, this is a, we need to, you know, you guys need to recognize this incredible talent.
What are the current hairstyles right now? Like, what's the hottest hairstyle for women?
Well, you know, it depends on which country, you know, because we got people from all around the world. But I think, you know, people want something that's simple and sharp, but with style. And, you know, actually some of the really cool bobs are coming back in style. And people like Philip Wilson, who's at the show, you know, it's one of the, you know, he could do a perfect bob in 4 minutes. You have Tim Hartley from Sassoon, who is the longest standing creative director, you know, for Vidal Sassoon, who is going to show his amazing, you know, he's the guy who was creating the bomb with Vidal Sassoon back in the day. And you're going to see that on stage in front of 5,000 people. And we're the only industry that people will travel from around the world to see the precision of these hairdressers. You see how precise they cut it. You don't travel around the world to see a musician to see how close he puts his fingers on the fret of the guitar. But these guys are the ones who do artistry on the stage, and the hairdressers that are standing up. We got tickets sold all across the country for this show, and it's really amazing cutting-edge stuff. You know, and the collections you see, these guys just don't do the clothes. I mean, they could do a runway show in 3 weeks. Any one of these guys could do a runway show. But they'll do the clothing, the hair, the makeup, the design, choreography, video. They do it all. These are the masters. So I encourage everybody to get tickets at Emiliani.com on our website. I encourage everybody in the beauty industry to be there in anything, whether you're in fashion, your hair, because this has never been seen before. And it's a really exciting moment in the world of beauty.
Hi, Andre. This is Nancy. How are you?
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm excited. You know, I just want to remind all of our listeners right now that it is April 15th and 16th at the Trump Taj Mahal in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And we have you listed on our Chit Chat Cafe Live website with a link so that everyone can buy their tickets.
That's really amazing. I appreciate it. And because the manufacturers all chipped in to do something spectacular for the hairdressers, and Emiliani put up the amazing amount of money for the Taj Mahal, you know, the tickets are only $99. And with a room at, you know, not at the Taj because we sold it out, but with a room at resorts, plus the show, there's a pre-party and an after-party, because the after-party, they get to see all the models up close. There's over 60 models. These are $1,000 plus a day models, and they get to see them up close in the after-party. And that kind of stuff has never been done before. And we have a price of $200 with a room, plus the pre-party, the after-party, and the show. And the only reason that happens is because everybody chipped in to say, let's do something great for the entire beauty industry. We want everybody to come. So, I mean, if you're a hairdresser and you have a license, you don't come to this event, it's time to give up your license, because this has never been happening before. And people around the world would love to have it happen in their market. It's happening right here in New Jersey.
Well, that's very exciting. Now, with Emiliani, we also know that you have wonderful services and education provided. Could you share some of that with our listeners?
Sure. I mean, you know, basically it's for, you know, the professionals. For Emiliani, we have our own education center. We have multiple education centers in our store locations. We have creative directors, Brian and Tracy Smith-Reeve, who are absolutely fantastic. They are come from Scotland and England. They're masters of the business. And they do our own in-house courses. And Brian and Tracy have been sold out for 2.5 years straight. And the whole, you know, we focus on education and inspiration. And there's so much great education available, because we understand this business like no one else. And that's why all of these great hairdressers are with us. They are putting their name. This has never been done before. They do their own shows. They've never been back-to-back like this with all the greatest in one event. So it's such... I can't say how excited. I've been in this 28 years. My father, 55 years. My father, Giorgio, is a world champion hairdresser. He won over 400 awards. This is something that he dreamed about. And we're making this dream happen today. And I hope everybody, you know, this thing is selling out. And it's just, it'll be a day and a night to never forget in this business. And we also have workshops on the 17th, the day after, because a lot of people said, can we get up close and personal with some of these great artists? And we have four different workshops. We have Gina Kant with color, Tim Hartley with cutting, Nick French with some beautiful avant-garde hair, and Patrick McIver with building your business through social media. But honestly, this is the beginning. I want to announce today that next year, ladies and gentlemen, I'll announce it right here, Chit Chat Cafe Live. We are going to Fashion Week next year with the entire beauty industry, and we're going to make a major statement. And this is a history in the making right here on your station. I am announcing it now. This whole industry, we're going to Fashion Week. So watch out, Fashion Week and the fashion world, because we're coming. We want to be there with you, but if not, we're coming anyway.
Well, Andre, that is just so exciting. Lisa and our correspondent, Betty Ann, were at Fashion Week in New York City this year, and all of us would like to join you next year.
Oh, that's fantastic. We'd love to have you with us. And you know what? We're going to collaborate. We are talking to designers. And you know what? It's equal, because at the end of any show, you know, the designer comes out, but the hairdresser's coming out, the makeup artist is coming out, the colorist is coming out, because it's equal ground. You know, and that's what we're talking about. The fashion designer can't come out anymore and not mention his team back there, because they're the ones who create all the look. I mean, the Oscars, it's ridiculous that these movie stars go on the Oscars and they talk about their dress and their diamonds. Guess what? If that hair and makeup and color wasn't done beautiful, you could put a $10 million dress on and a $20 million necklace. It wouldn't mean anything. It would look like garbage. And they have to start saying, you know, the next question they need, hey, that's a beautiful dress. Versace, great. Who did your hair and who did your color? And that's what's going to happen, because we're going to make that happen, and that's our mission. And the world of beauty now is standing up and saying, you know what, we deserve a little credit. So I announced it right here on your show that this is the movement that's going to happen, and we're coming. And I hope people join in, because we respect all the other industries, but we can't sit in the back. And you can't open up a cover. You see a beautiful cover in a Vogue magazine, you open it up, and you don't know who did the cover. Well, how about the person who did the color and the makeup and the hair, the credits, you need a microscope to see that. It's not going to happen any longer. You know, the people who do this work need to get credit. And that's what I told to the, we had a press junket at the L'Oreal Soho Academy. We had over 50 beauty editors. They actually showed up. I could not believe that we flew in all these hairdressers, and we had over 50 beauty editors there. And I told them, you have a front row seat, and it's time for you guys to recognize what these guys do. And they do unbelievable work, and they're the best of the best. And, you know, when they do a collection like this that you'll see at the Fourth Dimension, you know how long that collection is good for? It's good for that show, because the next weekend they're flying somewhere else and they're making another collection. That collection is not good for spring, summer, fall, winter. It's good for that night. And we need to recognize the talent these guys have.
Well, exactly. Well, we are just thrilled to promote it. Again, we have it listed on our Chit Chat Cafe Live website with a link right to you so that all of our listeners can buy tickets to the Day of the Hairdresser, April 15th and 16th at Taj Mahal, Atlantic City. Come out and see Tim Hartley, Rafe Hardy, Philip Wilson, just to name a few. And we cannot thank you enough, Andre Chiavelli, for talking to us tonight on Chit Chat Cafe Live and sharing this history with us.
Thank you. I do want to say one more thing, is that, you know, if you're in the audience, you're going to get to see such amazing different variations from the performances, from the couture of Paris to, four haircuts in 8 minutes from Rafe Hardy, precision haircutting from Tim Hartley, avant-garde hairstylist from Nick French. Nick French is launching his worldwide collection called Urban Warrior, which is a cross between couture and armor. He has armor being made in 11 different countries. I mean, you're going to see such amazing things on stage. I encourage everybody out there in the beauty world, get your tickets now. And it's a night of inspiration. It's a night to celebrate our industry and what we do. And thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you very much. We're always proud to have you join us again. And we're also always proud to represent the HIP event. So enjoy your evening. And thank you, Andre.
Thank you. And I just want to say thanks to the HIP event. They are great. Modern Salon Magazine, American, Launchpad, B Magazine, Salon Guy, all these people, Intercoiffure, they've all been behind us. And one more thing I want to say, that actually Paul Mitchell, John Paul DeJory, will be there himself with his team, with Takashi and Stephanie, because it's Robert Cromie's birthday. So he's bringing JP himself. You see him on all the commercials. He's in all the magazines. JP will be there. It's, you know, it's the who's who of the beauty world will be there. And we're so glad that you guys got us on the air, and we want you there with us. And I want you there next year, because we're coming to Fashion Week.
Well, we're going to be there with you, and
Thank you. Enjoy the rest
of your evening. Thank you,
Andre. Thank you. Thank you very much. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that is going to be a wonderful event, Lisa.
Yeah, very cool.
We're so proud that the HIP event brings that to us, and it'll be great for Andre and everyone.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a quick break, but don't forget to listen to our archives, everyone. You can go right to our webpage, scroll down to the date you want to listen, just click on, and you can enjoy some of our past shows. We had Mary Higgins Clark. We've had Melania Trump. And who else? Sandra Brown and all kinds of cool people. So we'll be right back after this break.
Now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live with your hosts, Lisa and Nancy.
Well, everyone, we're waiting for Lorraine Massey to call in. She's been detained. And in the meantime, Lisa, don't you just love all of the color blocking this spring?
Yep. In fact, I just bought myself a couple of bright. Usually, I'm always in black. I always wear
black. I know.
But I'm in the mood to wear color this spring because color really is an all mixed and match colors. So I bought a bunch of cute little really lightweight cardigans, like short little cardigans, buttoned down the front, all bright colors. I put a yellow one and like a salmon color one and a light blue one. So I'm going to dress up my, you know, outfits with some bright colors this spring.
Get away from now, when you say bright colors, are you going as far as the neon?
Oh, I might get something a little neon. I'm not sure. Just a little piece, though, not a lot. Nothing major. Just maybe a scarf or a bracelet or something like that. I won't do like anything. I don't need to have any like targets on me.
No, and
I don't need any focal points on my body that much with anything that bright.
You're beautiful. Hey, well, you know what's nice? All of these bright colors are just fun to work with our black.
Right.
Yeah, I like that.
I wear a whole lot of black. I do, but not as much black as I have to wear black for work. But other than that, you know, in the summer, I tend to go more like white. I'm always neutral. But
yeah.
I'm going to do some color this year. I really feel I'm in the mood to wear some color.
And well, in the nice weather.
What was that?
In the spring and summer, I am a dress and skirt girl.
Yeah, I like them too when I'm in shape and get some tan. I with my lipstick. I always have a bright pink or a bright salmon color lipstick on in the summer, bright red.
Lorraine.
Well, hi, Lorraine. Welcome to our Chit Chat Cafe Live.
Hi, I'm sorry. Your recording told me to announce myself.
We're wonderful. Let us introduce you, and we can't wait to talk to you. Well, she's known as the Curly Hair Girl, the co-owner of Devon Chan Salon in trendy Soho, New York. She's a curl advocate and best-selling author of Curly Girl. She's from London. She's been to Hong Kong, Japan, the Philippines, New York, around the globe. And tonight, she's here on Chit Chat Cafe Live. Welcome, Lorraine Massey.
Thank you so much for having me. And hi, curly girls out there and those that are about to become a curly girl, because summer's coming.
Exactly. Well, I'm Nancy, and we're just thrilled to have you. Your hair is gorgeous. Tell us how you started, of course, when you were a child, probably. What started your love affair with curly hair?
Well, it was definitely like a hatred. It started, like, that's the irony of this whole story, is that something, you know, like, it's always that thing that you just hated. The very thing that you hated for so long became something that, like, if a psychic had told me that in years to come, the very thing that you hate will be something that you'll be celebrating and also possibly helping others to enjoy it too, I would never, ever believe them in a million years. But because I've always hated my curly hair, and living in England, I call it the frizzles, you know, when the hair, there's always this tiny little bit of humidity, it's always raining, but it's a very fine mist of rain. So you can't hide from it. You know, you can pretend all you want you're not naturally curly, but in England, you really can't, you know, it's not going to make your curls go away, even if you try and straighten it. So I became a hairdresser thinking that I would understand it a little bit more, and actually what it did was just make me hate my hair even more, because everything that I was taught to do was go against everything the curly hair needed, you know.
Well, would you please share with our listeners some of your products, and thank you for sending us those wonderful promotional products.
Well, yes, the thing is, you know, because I am a hairdresser, and you know, I was taught a certain way, and you believe what you've been taught for a certain time until you realize that so many people that you're working with have the same problem over and over again. You think, wait a minute, come on. There's hundreds of women I've been cutting over the last few years, and they've all got the same want, fear, need, and desire. So what I figured out was every time I shampooed my hair with regular shampoo, which is bubbly, and anybody that tells you it's a non-sulfate but it still bubbles, do not believe them. So I figured out that the shampoo was what was making my hair feel like it was pubic hair, like it basically would strip its vitality. In fact, we don't have any oils to strip, curly girls, because we're a naturally dry hair type. So as soon as I figured out the shampoo was literally it was that one thing that changed everything in my life, and also finding a book in my local library called Detergents, what they are and what they do, which was written in 1952. And this guy who, Dr. Price, said that these detergents were going to be, they're going to take a wool and make them feel like they're in synthetic. So curly hair goes under the same molecular structure as fur, wool, and feathers. So there you go. Everything started to make sense. Detergent was just making curly hair even frizzier. So I figured wherever there's a frizz, there's a curl waiting to happen. And wherever there's a frizz, there's a curl looking for moisture, not for detergent that has salt.
Well, we're glad you discovered that. So
and
you
it's
just
called
decided.
No poo. It's called no poo.
Exactly.
You see, I'm not into the selling point of the products, because the products really do work, but the thing is I just am into getting the curly girls to just really love what she has. But just by virtue of stop shampooing and like using it, like if you look at the word shampoo, I use the word no poo, which means there's no poo in this product. So therefore, you'll just molecularly, our product has the pH balance that really is so conducive to us as a human hair fiber, you see. So it's very low, so therefore it just keeps it moist. It's a math in a way. It's like a logic. You know, if your plant is dry, you're going to give it water and you'll see it respring back to life. If you see a curly haired girl who's dry, all she's looking for is moisture, then that's really that's how simple it is.
Step 45.
And so with your people that come in, your clients, do most of them have curly hair?
Oh, yes. Well, most people, like I would say more of us on this planet, since we're multicultural, you know, we're so mixed now, that there's more curly hair on this planet than there are naturally straight. Naturally straight girls do not even think about blowing their hair or straightening. Anybody that has to straighten their hair or feels they have to tug at it or pull at it or fly in it, she's obviously a naturally curly girl waiting to happen. So most of the ladies, by the time they reach Devashan and try our Divi Curl products, they're usually ready. They've had so many awful things happen, and they're usually ready by the time they reach us. They're like, I've tried everything, so it's time to make peace with what I'm going to have until the day I die, because your curls will be with you for life, and you can pretend again that you don't have curly hair, but it's a battle you're not going to win. You know, nature always wins in the end.
Now, what about girls that have straight hair? What do you think about perms?
No, well, the thing is, you know, I used to live in Asia, and I went to Asia thinking that I would be able to forget about any kind of curl. You know, I was really going there for the hair type, just to study it a bit more, and I was really shocked to find that I found a lot of curly people, actually, in Asia. It's like a myth that you think naturally. My ex-husband was naturally curly, and he was Chinese. So
really?
I think it's like a myth, yes. But if you are truly naturally straight, having a perm, like in Japan, I lived in Japan, and a lot of people have the same look. They look the same, and they're really into fashion, so they want to differentiate themselves by their fashions. And a lot of, we did a lot of perms in Japan because the hair is, most were so straight that they wanted to almost disturb their texture just by looking a little different from everybody else. So, you know, if you're doing it for like a punky look, you are destroying the texture a little bit, but it could be quite a, you know, it could be punky, it could be funky, you know, but it comes with a price. You know, your hair will dry out whether you're naturally straight or not. But, you know, these are chemicals, you know, they come with some kind of balance. Like if you're going to put that on, then you make sure you don't use detergents and you keep a balance and put lots of conditioner in your hair. It's all about balance and preservation and keeping everything in check, you know.
Now, do you blow dry curly hair? Or do you use like a diffuser?
Yeah, we use a diffuser if we're going to use it. Or we usually use, you know, a lot of women in real life will dry their hair naturally. You know, just let it dry, you know, let the elements dry it. But there are a lot of ladies who are ready for, yes, to get ready for work. I use my car heater. You know, I use my car. I just put the heat on and just blast it. And then, I use the Diva Fuser, which is this amazing hand dryer. You put, it's like a hand. It's in the shape of a hand, but you put it over your dryer and you just kind of dry your hair. It's amazing. It's so ergonomically brilliant. So it dries the hair a little faster. It dries the hair from the inside out. It's better than a cup diffuser. Or you could use a hoodie dryer, you know. But realistically, you know, what is wet has to dry. So, it's a natural element. So it's what you're prepared to do, what you're happy with, how it fits into your lifestyle. Like your hair is a part of you. Mm-hmm. It's not apart from you.
Well, that is an excellent point. Well, Lorraine, we'd love to meet you sometime at your fabulous Devashan salon.
Devashan, yeah, Devashan. And we have a website called at mydivacurl.com if anybody wants to come and just ask questions. And, you know, it's based on, it's not a gimmick, you know, because curly hair is for life. You know, it's not a trend, it's a lifestyle. So it's a lifestyle idea that we have. And we just have suggestions, and a lot of them are very logical, you know.
Well, that's fabulous, and your hair is gorgeous. We have you up on our Chit Chat Cafe Live website, so all of our listeners can click and find you, and it would be wonderful to meet you the next time we're in Soho.
I hope you do come, and I'd be, you know, definitely, and then we'll just Facebook each other, and then you'll tell me when you're here, and then we'll meet. It'll be lovely.
Oh, that'd be great. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for realizing that there really is a need for the curly girls out there.
I love that name, curly girl. So cute.
And it's only you guys that, you know, it takes these amazing women that recognize it, and you have the capacity to put it out there. So thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. It's fun to have you on again.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye,
bye-bye.
Lorraine.
Bye.
Well, Lisa, a fabulous, luxurious hair event on Chit Chat Cafe Live.
Yeah, it was. We learned a lot about hair tonight. I'm glad
it was wonderful.
The lady gave us the approval for that.
Exactly. Well, we'd like to thank our fabulous sponsors, Intimacy Bras, St. Croix Orthopedics, and Laura Geller Makeup. And we're also thanking our fabulous producer, Corey King. We're inviting everyone to tune in to Corey King's show every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Artists First.
We'd like to thank our guests, Michael Sean Corby, Andre Schiavelli, and Lorraine Massey. I'm inviting everyone to join our archives. Just go to our webpage, scroll down. I feel like a broken record saying this whole time. Scroll down to our past shows, click listen, click the date, and you can listen to some of our cool guests that we've had on.
And thank everyone for joining us tonight. I'd like to leave you with a fun quote. Some people come into our lives as blessings and others as lessons. Well, good night, everyone.
Good night.